Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And again, Peterman. And that ball's picked off again. Trevor Williams. And Williams going to take it near midfield, a seven-yard return. It was Bosa again. And boy, you got to wonder how long Sean McDermott can leave this poor kid out there. The fifth interception thrown, all in the first half.
Chargers radio with the call. Tyrod Taylor is a winner. He just has to be a winner. Five first-half interceptions for Nathan Peterman. Five. Tyrod Taylor has thrown three this season. Peterman at one point threw more picks in one half than Tyrod Taylor threw in nine games last season. I've never seen anything like it. Five.
This was remarkable. I have not either. He threw more yards to the other team than to his own.
First quarterback since 1970 to throw at least five picks in a first half. His three interceptions in the first quarter, the most since Geno Smith was picked three times against the Bills in 2014. Nathan Peterman. So Tyrod Taylor, man, is he walking into work crotch first today? And second half. And what do you say in the second half when they come up to you like, hey, can you start getting warmed up here?
Yeah, sure. Why not? I'll play. Yeah, why not? Just keep raising my stock. Nathan Peterman had a quarterback rating of 17.9. I'm surprised it was that high.
Yeah.
And a 0.3.
How do you get a rating?
I don't know. I don't know how you get a rating. I really don't. Now, clocking the ball is like a rating of like a 40.
Yeah.
So I don't know how you got this, though. Like, seriously, he was that bad. And, you know, he was an okay player in college. You know, he didn't start much at Tennessee. Then he went to Pitt, and he was disaster yesterday. Just an absolute disaster.
Tyrod Taylor, my first NFL winner because of Nathan Peterman, his replacement.
All right, very good. So my first NFL winner is Adam Thielen, Case Keenum, and the Minnesota Vikings.
Keenum takes the snap. Big blitz by the Rams. So Keenum passes left. Caught by Thielen. 50, 40, 30, and he's loose! Touchdown! Case Keenum just shot a dagger right through the heart of his former team. It's a 65-yard touchdown, and the Vikings lead 27.
Now, I don't know that this game would have been any different had they not the Rams not fumbled at the one-yard line before the half, which would have made it 14-7, and Minnesota gets the ball back. But I really wanted to play that because that guy's just an awesome play-by-play man with that call. But the Vikings came up with the biggest win of the weekend, without question. Those are two terrific football teams. Those are two of the five best teams in the NFL.
Look at the difference, seemingly, on the surface in coaching between the Vikings and us.
Oh, no, you don't even. You're going to depress me. Stop.
Case Keenum, backup QB. Everyone forgot that they lost Dalvin Cook. Everyone has forgotten they lost Dalvin Cook.
And they're using a backup quarterback? Third string quarterback.
Third string quarterback? Who's supposed to be their second string? Oh, Sam.
Sam Bradford.
Sam.
Third string
quarterback.
Teddy Bridgewater's the starter. Yeah.
And they're rolling. And they are absolutely rolling.
Yeah, and listen, this is how good the NFC is, okay? The NFC might have the five best teams in the NFL, or at least the four best. Now, I'll keep New England up there.
Yeah.
But realistically, like, New England's got problems, man. Like, New England has some issues. Well, even though their defense has given up 17 or less in six straight.
Ooh.
Six straight. And even though they have Tom and Bill, they still got problems. There's problems with New England that may manifest themselves when they actually play a real football team. But right now, and in the AFC, they got nobody to worry about.
877-881-1053 to Autoflex Leasing Fantex, your winners and losers around the league.
Another winner, of course, in the NFC. It was the Detroit Lions who survived against the Chicago Bears 27-24.
With the snap, there it is. Spot down, kick away. It is up, and it is good. He got it. Just got it over. Matt Prater from 52 in tough conditions knocks it through.
It ain't pretty from the Detroit Lions. They were down 10-0 in this game, but they were able to rally back. They were fortunate to win from a missed field goal that Connor Barth hit that wound up missing as time expired, that wound up giving them the win. But now you look at their schedule, right? Yes, they play the Vikings at home on Thursday. That's a big game, a game I'm probably going to write up as a loss for the Detroit Lions. But the other five, on the road against Baltimore, on the road against Tampa, at home again against the Bears, on the road against Cincy, and then at home against a Packers team that may not be playing for anything at the end of the season. That Lions team at 6-4, they look pretty good to win four of their next six and be 10-6 heading into potentially the playoff push.
A humongous fat loser is the Washington Redskins.
Here's Breeze, well protected, going to throw, and it's bobbled, but then caught by Kamara, and he goes into the end zone. He bobbled it and then caught it, and he does a Florida leap in the Girard Street end zone for an 18-yard score. He's the special man. Let him have it.
This is a crippling loss, in my opinion. This is a sickening loss for a football team. Helps the Cowboys because the Redskins fall to 4-6. Cowboys are 5-5. The Saints outscore the Redskins. They scored 18 points in the fourth quarter, and they got the overtime win as the Redskins blow a 15-point lead in the final 6 minutes of regulation. New Orleans wins their eighth straight. I'm not even calling the Saints the big winner. The Redskins are a big, fat loser.
Yeah, they are. And the Saints, look, that was a great win by the Saints and my boy Kamara, but that was just a crippling.
Oh,
crippling Redskin loss.
That's a
and
sickening loss for
so
them.
So beautiful.
A
so
sickening beautiful. Loss for them.
There is no bigger loser from a team that won a game than by the loserest of loseriest organizations out there. The New York Football Giants, on borrowed time, is their head coach and general manager. But the New York Giants, by winning, are the loser of the weekend.
Manning and the Giants, with 2:12 to go in overtime, are going to go for it on 4th and 5 at the 36. Manning takes the snap. They bring pressure. He's going to lob one down the left sideline, and the pass is caught at the 3 by Lewis. He beat Philip Gaines 33 yards.
Heck of a play by Roger Lewis. What a catch.
The fact that they were able to beat the Chiefs.
I called this one.
You said they were going to have you said they had some fight in them.
Spread.
Yep. You said they had some fight in them.
Careful the spread.
That was a 10-point spread.
Yeah.
You said they had some fight. And they did. They won. I don't know how they won. I was stunned that they won. But the Giants somehow come over the win. And by doing so, they're a loser. Because now you got a couple of wins, and now you're way back of the Browns. You ain't got no chance of catching the Browns with the number one spot.
That win did nothing.
I was going to say, the win did nothing for them from a positive standpoint. It really didn't hurt them from a negative standpoint, though. They were already picking third coming into the weekend. They're still picking third as we go to next week. But obviously, it separates them a game from the Niners, and it separates them 2 games from the Browns. Big, for sure, a drop-off. For me, a big loser was yesterday afternoon. A team that had a chance, despite all the things that have happened to them up to this point in the season, they had a chance to put themselves right back in the playoff hunt. Instead, they laid an egg on the road in New England.
Patriots line up with Gronk to the left, Allen to the right. Brady takes the shotgun snap at 1st and 10, lobs it down the right side for a wide open Cooks. Catches at the 30th stride. Adios to the 10, to the 5, to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
Try to think of all the things the Raiders don't have that you think they had a season ago. Running game, thought it was going to get better with Marshawn Lynch. It's a lot worse. Turnovers, they don't ever produce any. Back-end defense, it's awful. They had a couple guys get burned by Brandon Cooks deep, and Tom Brady's just chucking it down the field every other play. Like, I don't care. I'm just going to go ahead and throw it up to my guy because I know you're not going to do anything about it. Meanwhile,
was Romo on that game?
Romo was on that game, yes. Meanwhile, Derek Carr and his offense able to produce just 8 points in the game. They were down 24-0. The Patriots basically gave them a touchdown at the end of the game. Otherwise, that could have been a shutout. And the Oakland Raiders now find themselves had a chance to get back to 5-5, 1 game out of the AFC West. And to be honest with you, they still got a chance, I suppose, to win the division. But at 4-6, they're two games back of the Kansas City Chiefs, who have lost four of their last five. And by the way, one quick winner, potentially, boys. You laughed at me 2 weeks ago at the suggestion that Patrick Mahomes could take over for Alex Smith at any point this season. You tell me now where you're feeling on that.
Same as I was then.
Okay. All right.
I'm just asking you to warm up to the possibility. I'm getting closer to the stove. I'm not gonna pretend like I'm not a little bit warmer.
Appreciate you, brother.
Throw out some of these random troll opinions. One of them gonna land.
I'm gonna get one.
You're gonna get one.
I got a loser is Jerry Jones, who will join us at 8:30.
Shots fired.
Tomorrow.
8:30 tomorrow. Jason Garrett at 8:30 today. You had the video that came out on Friday, even though, you know, everyone that I've talked to, especially black listeners and friends, say overblown, not a story. You had a protest yesterday that I walked by leaving the stadium where hundreds and hundreds were gathered and kneeling at Tom Landry's statue over the Kaepernick stuff. And, you know, in part because of the video that came out on Friday. And then Jerry's going to lose this Roger Goodell battle. Because yesterday the report came out that the Goodell extension is still on track to get done, and they're going to have this done probably before the owners' meetings December 13th here in Irving. So it looks like the Goodell deal is going to get done. And then this came out yesterday from Jonathan Kraft, the Patriots team president, the son of Robert Kraft. He told Patriots Radio that when they were going through Deflategate, Jerry Jones said basically, take it. Take your medicine, accept the punishment, and just do it. So they said, look, we kind of listened to Jerry's advice. We wanted to try and minimize and move forward, but Jerry basically said, take your medicine. So people are calling it obviously a hypocritical double standard move. You have Jerry defenders saying, well, wait. They were proven to have cheated. Zeke was proven innocent in court.
Not only were they proven to have cheated, that organization had cheated for a decade.
Yes,
Spygate. The Spygate was with the Jets,
the Rams,
and then the Ramsgate was even worse. That was in the Super Bowl, for crying out loud.
Yeah,
and that whole organization, they've done nothing but cheat.
Man,
fraudulent. They have no rings.
Jerry at 8:30 tomorrow. I'm normally excited for it.
No, it's exciting. This is gonna be fun. No. So we ask him about some, you know. Turkey Day, he talks about loves to talk about Lesueur peas.
Oh, yeah.
So we can ask about Lesueur peas. I'm sure that he's going to go hog hunting. So this could be good, man. You know, it's not all bad things. Could be some sunshine and rainbows.
Bad weekend for Jerry Jones. He's one of my losers.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.